his image, so that's just having sex with yourself, which is weird. Plus, you can have sex with yourself anyway, using a wank. And then you get to nod off afterwards without any awkward conversation. So God wasn't into that at all. Why should he be? He's God. He can probably have sex with himself a million mysterious ways, without needing anyone's help at all. When it comes to having sex with humans, that's more the Holy Ghost sort of thing for some reason. He's intangible and smooth, like a newly washed duvet cover. So it's probably a bit of rough sort of thing. I don't really want to think about it. Anyway, in order that there could be sex, God made Eve, a woman who evolved from Adam. Eve came second, like women usually do, but was more evolved. Unlike Adam, whose leaf was just for show, Eve could have babies out of her leaf, and so the whole population of Earth was invented. Eve got into trouble straight away for eating an apple that belonged to God. If he was that fussed about it, he should have put a post-it note on it, like you do in an office fridge, idiot. Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great was born in 356 in ancient Greece and died at the age of 32 BC, having become one of the greatest soldiers of all times. He was very much the Andy McNab of his day, only he wasn't just silhouettes, he was also statues. Alexander rose from nothing as the son of a simple Greek king to become the ruler of all Greece. Then, because that wasn't enough, he invaded literally everywhere that anyone had heard of. At the time, people hadn't heard of many places we take for granted now. America, Chessington World of Adventures, Lumperland. But all the places that had been heard of, basically Greece and the bits next to Greece, fell to Alexander's mighty armies. Alexander conquered Syria, Persia, Babylonia, India, Turkey, Egyptia, all the places. His soldiers were knackered. They kept falling off the horses, which is why he bought a big wooden one called the Trojan horse that they could ride inside like a bus and catch a nap or stare out of the window and see what's on top of bus stops. Using this horse, he won the Battle of Troy and beat the Minotaur, which was a bull with the mind of a wasp and the teeth of a duck. To be frank, the Greek myths get a bit confusing here, but he's in most of them. He was so great at fighting that he stopped being a Greek myth and turned into a real boy, like Pinocchio. That's why we remember him today, if we do. He was called the Great because nobody invented surnames, and they needed a way of telling him apart from the other Alexanders, like Alexander the Drunk and Alexander the Dog. It looks a bit like he chose his own nickname, though, which is against the rules. He should have let his mates pick one. Though he might have just ended up being called Womble or Piehead or Dr. Spunkwagon or something. It's harder to conquer the world if you know you're going to carve that on all your plinths. Alexander the Great's was one of the largest empires there had been in all of history, which wasn't very long back then. There have been bigger empires since, but that's because things get bigger when they're hot, since there's more world now thanks to global warming. Alfred of Great. Alfred of Great was the greatest king England ever had. And we know that because he boasted about his own greatness in his name, like the notorious B.I.G. or Tom and Barbara Good. Alfred of Great was a much better king than Ethelred the Unready or Harold the Shit. If we learn anything from this, it's that you should read all of a king's name before giving him the job. Alfred basically invented England. Before him, there had been loads of little kingdoms with lots of little kings, with Harry Potter names like Edwick and Eric Bloodaxe. Alfred made one big kingdom called England, from the word and, meaning together, and the word ingle, meaning fireplace, for some reason. It's surprising Alfred didn't call his kingdom Alfredland, after what a big head he'd been about his own name. Alfred was called Great because he ran away with his responsibilities and hid in Somerset, stuffing his face and wondering what to do. A proud English tradition that students at Bath University continue to this day. Despite his bold Vrexit and his restoration of the City of London and his legal reforms and his beefing up the Navy and all his many other achievements, Alfred is most famous for not helping with some burnt cakes. In that respect, he was very much the Sue Perkins of his day. Alphabet. The alphabet is in that order because that's the order the letters were invented in. You can tell